Now, obviously, we talked about women, but we didn't talk about age. I guess it's for everybody. There could be people in their 20s or people in their 60s.
Yeah, I get all kinds of ages coming from the 20s up to 60, 70. Mm-hmm. I've just done a six-week confidence session with a 60-year-old mm-hmm. lady who's recently got divorced. And she's been through the whole 6 weeks, and she feels like her life has changed completely mm-hmm. by doing it.
So she's done collage and writing.
Yeah,
and
we've done gratitude journaling. Mm-hmm. We've done affirmations, changing our thoughts to positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of work on the inner child. We do a meditation where they start to connect with their inner child.
Okay.
So we've worked on who she really is as a person underneath all of these beliefs and layers that we build to protect ourselves.
Would have been a bit a longer work, her being 60, because it's even maybe more hidden, or it's just an idea I'm having?
Yeah, I think the work depends on how many layers of protection they've built up around them and mm-hmm. how much hurt they've had to deal with in their
yes.
life. So one 60-year-old might not have dealt with as much hurt as somebody else who's...
Yes.
So yeah, I think that does depend. That's age irrelevant, really, because a 38-year-old, in my experience as a 38-year-old, I've been through a lot of hurt and pain, maybe more so than somebody who is 60.
Yes.
You know, and I've had to work a lot on peeling those layers back and getting
okay.
right back and reconnecting with who I am. Mm-hmm. So I think that does depend on the person and their life journey. But this, to me, I mean, the lady who's just done this, we did her last session yesterday, and we were like two children doing a collage. We were like, oh, this is amazing, this is... And she's gone, you know, she's buzzing, absolutely buzzing with this vision that she's got of, you know, what she wants to create and who and the kind of person she is. And I think it's definitely for anybody. Yeah, mm-hmm. but especially for women, because women love to
creativity.
Be creative.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and that's I specialize in helping women. That's what I do. You know.
Uh-huh. You were talking as well. You were about to run another retreat.
Yeah, I've actually got a weekend retreat coming up, which
Ooh.
I'm so excited about. I am. And yeah, the reason I wanted to mention that is because this is about being creative and finding our inner child. It's a weekend retreat in Appleby in Cumbria.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Finding Your Flow.
Okay.
And it's very working on your mind, your body, your spirit, and connecting with who you really are. And they will do a lot of work on the inner child and reconnecting with who they are.
Okay.
But I'm also working alongside a gorgeous lady called Anne Cosgrove who does Nia dancing.
Okay.
And we're going to be incorporating dance into it. And
so what kind of dancing is this?
It's beautiful. It's a mix. I mean, I'm
you
not
just
probably,
can't
I'm
wait
probably,
to do it,
I
don't
can't,
you?
Honestly, I've done it before and it's gorgeous. and I probably wouldn't explain it as well as she does, but it's a mix of Tai Chi, Taekwondo.
Okay.
All sorts of dancing. And it's very soulful, and you just kind of move with music. But on the Saturday, it's going to be fun and unleashing the inner mm-hmm. child. On the Sunday, it's going to all be about power and empowerment.
Okay.
And we can do this, and self-belief, and they're actually expressed in the dance moves.
Okay.
So they'll do a lot of inner soul work during the day, but it's going to be incorporated with meditation, walking, and dancing.
Okay. So is all that kind of helping with the creativity bit?
Very much so. You know, dancing is creative. That's
yes.
a creative part of life. And I can see people come alive when they dance,
mm.
you know? So anything to me that makes you feel alive and makes you feel happy is being creative. That's what our children are like. They're
yes.
alive, they're happy, they're full of excitement and joy. So anything that makes us feel like that is good.
Yes, that's true.
You know?
I don't think I'd have as much energy as my children.
You can do. Once you tap into it.
Because they go from 7 in the morning till 8 p.m. They're still
yes.
jumping about like loopies.
I know, yeah. But I think when we start bringing in a little bit of what makes us feel like that
uh-huh.
into our daily life, you actually find you can tap into it a lot more, you know.
So I mean, that creativity is like a vitamin.
It is. It really is. The best vitamin in the world.
And chocolate cake.
And chocolate cake. True.
You're doing a lot of things through those creativity book, and you mentioned something, which is bonfire.
Yeah.
So there's not burning books or anything like this.
No. This is something actually that a very good friend of mine, a very wise friend of mine, told me to do when I was facing quite a big life-changing decision. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that I also incorporate into the Own Your Life and Feel Confident retreat that I do. And it's about facing our fears, because we have fears based on society's expectations, our limiting beliefs, and sometimes they stop us taking a path that actually we really know deep down is right for us. Mm-hmm. Intuitively we knew, but we're too frightened to do that. And so what I did was created a bonfire, and it's literally through paint, through tissue paper, through crafts, made a bonfire on a piece of paper, which I have in my own journal. And it was burning up all of those thoughts that stop us sometimes making a step.
So all the thoughts that are bringing you down, you just put them on paper and...
It's kind of a release, So for me, it was, you know, sort of doubt and fear of the unknown and getting it wrong and, you know, all those things, writing them down, and it's like a release mechanism. There's different ways you can do that, you know, letting go and releasing these things. You can do through meditation, you can do through writing them down, but to me, actually, a visual bonfire on paper, it makes people understand that it's not them, it's just a thought, and that thought they can just let go of. It's not actually who they are as a person.
Yes.
You know, and just taking a couple of steps and coming out of their comfort zone slightly, I will actually help them get out of their comfort zone even more to make big changes, which is a lot of the work I do on the retreat days.
Okay.
But also the one-to-ones is getting them out of their comfort zone and starting to move in a more positive self-belief way.